This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time. Say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy.
And with that, my friends, welcome to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Yes, I decided that, why not play my signature tune all the way through for a change? I do that sometimes because it's a nice recording anyway. But of course, regular listeners will know when they hear Frank Sinatra start to sing nice and easy that it's going to be just under 2 hours of me, John Redman, with my program of Easy Jazz. You may be listening on your radio. That means you're local. And you'll be listening on one or two frequencies. You could be listening on 1431 AM, or you could be listening on 104.7 FM. But you could be one of the many thousands of people around the world who listen to this program and others from Radio Hawke's Bay by going to their search engine and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And as our homepage comes up, our website, they see the little circle that says Listen Live. Click on that, and wherever you are in the world, you can hear whatever is being played on the air by Radio Hawke's Bay at that time. Okay, my friends, I'm here until noon today bringing you a selection, and it's my selection from my collection of easy jazz music to you. I'll remind you that I don't stop for news, sport, and weather at 11. I just go all the way through. Okay, let's start off with the tune that last week you only had a few bars from. And you're going to get it all this morning. I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me was written in 1926. It was written by Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskill. I have a recording of the song made in 1939 by the Count Basie Orchestra with their singer at that time, a man called Jimmy Rushing. Now, Jimmy Rushing had a nickname. It was Mr. 4x4. 4x4 because he was 4 foot tall and 4 foot wide. This particular recording went out on Vocalion Records in 1939. So just sit back and enjoy 2 minutes and 44 seconds of Jimmy Rushing and Count Basie bringing us I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. Was the singer, or as they used to call them back in that time, he was the shouter. Jimmy Rushing, backed by the Count Basie Orchestra, singing I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. The man who took over after Jimmy Rushing left Basie was, of course, the fantastic singer with Mr. Joe Williams. Okay, well, that was a 1939 recording. Now, I'm going to play you some recordings from sort of around that period, late 1930s, 40s, early 50s, okay? And here's the next one, Pretend. Pretend is a song written in 1952 by four people, Dan Belloc, Lou Douglas, Cliff Parman, and Frank LeVere. And the best-known recording of Pretend was a studio recording made for Capitol Records by Nat King Cole. The recording itself reached the Billboard bestseller chart on January the 31st, 1953, and it lasted for 20 weeks. 20 weeks in the top five, reaching number three. So I'm sure you want to listen now to Nat King Cole. It was going to bring us that song. Some of you may remember this. I do, because I'm an old person. Some of you might remember this from way back. But have a listen now. Nat King Cole, 1953, with Pretend.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. And nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You'll find a love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? Sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Yeah, classic 1950s recording that. The song was called Pretend. It was recorded, and you heard it there by Nat King Cole. He did it for Capitol Records. And, of course, he was backed by a very lush studio orchestra who were known for a long, long time, way up, in fact, until the 1980s. These musicians who were brought together to back singers, they were called the Wrecking Crew. Believe it or not. So anyway, let's move on. Here's a guy I don't play very often, but I'm going to play him right now. But I'll start off by saying, how many of you remember a song called If, I-F, If? Add on to that, If They Made Me a King. It was written back in 1934, by a man called Tolchard Evans, and the lyrics were written by Robert Hargreaves and Stanley Damerel. The most popular versions of If They Made Me a King were recorded in the early 50s. Now, Dean Martin recorded the song on the 2nd of December, 1950, and had a massive hit with it. And just for you, dear friends, here is Dean Martin from 1950 with If They Made Me a King.
If they made me a king, be but a slave to you. If I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. If I rule the night, stars and moon so bright, still I turn for light to you. If the world to me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my knee to you. If I rule the earth, what would life be worth? If I had the right to you. Me bowed, yet humbly I'd plead to you. If my friends were a crowd, I'd turn in my knee to you. If I ruled the earth, what would life be worth? If I had the right.
Dean Martin was the singer there. That recording was made in December 1950. A big hit for him back then. The tune was called If They Made Me a King. And do you see what I mean? Like with that recording and the one before by Nat King Cole singing Pretend, both were backed by these lush studio orchestras made up of blokes that were brought in. Well, not just blokes, but ladies too. Brought in to back singers, the Wrecking Crew, they called them. And these members of the Wrecking Crew, they would come in and play for. They'd back rock singers, pop singers, country and western singers, crooners, anybody. And they really get a mention. On any record sleeve, it'll just say studio orchestra, or it would say a particular man's orchestra, you know, the Freddie Irvine Orchestra or whatever. But anyway, we've had Pretend by Nat King Cole. Now we've had If They Made Me a King by Dean Martin. Now we're going to go back a little bit further. And we're going to go back to a recording made in 1939 for Bluebird Records. And the tune you're going to hear is called In the Mood. And this recording was made in 1939 by the American bandleader Glenn Miller and his orchestra. So you can tap your toes if you want to, because I know a lot of you will remember this one. So, Glenn Miller, 1939, with this recording of, are you ready for this? Yes, you are. In the Mood. We'll be right back. That was In the Mood, as recorded by Glenn Miller and his orchestra in 1939. And if your feet didn't tap, or your fingers didn't snap, or your head began to move, then you got a problem because you're deaf. Wonderful music, wonderful music. I can remember listening to that, not in 1939, of course. I wasn't even around then. But we used to sing a little ditty too. When we heard that as kids, we say, got you, Mr. Cutcher, what you doing tonight? Just kids, you know, making up words. There are probably lyrics to it, but I can't remember them. But what you, Mr. Cutcher, what you doing tonight was the thing that we sang when we were children. Hey, how many of you might remember the Boswell sisters? Well, the Boswell sisters were an American close harmony singing trio, and there were three of them. There was Martha Boswell, Connie Boswell, and Helvetia Boswell, but Helvetia was always known as Vet. They all came, obviously, being sisters, they came from New Orleans, and they blended very intricate harmonies and song arrangements together. And you'll hear what I mean when you hear a recording I've got ready for you. They made this one for Brunswick Records in 1933. I'm not sure it was 1933. It was written in 1933, this song. It might be a recording they did in 1953. It's all right. My brain's just gone a bit muddly there. Anyway, have a listen to this Brunswick Records recording by the Boswell sisters. And they're going to sing for us this 1933 song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. And it's called 42nd Street, the Boswell sisters.
Those dancing feet, glutton, on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet, glutton, it's the song I love and melody of 42nd Street. Little ditties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Lovely ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat, glutton, side by side. They're glorified and glutted, where the whole world meets success and defeat. 42nd Street, hardy gaudy, so sporty, 42nd Street. 42nd Street, 42nd Street, on the avenue I'm taking you. 42nd Street, 42nd Street, song I love, the melody of.
The Boswell sisters, 42nd Street, and yeah, the mind has come clear. And they did record that in 1933, which I should have known straight away because they made their last recording together in 1936. So that recording was made in 1933. The song was written in 1933, sung by the three Boswell sisters, and it was, of course, the famous 42nd Street. Okay, now, let's get back to some more, if you like, of the usual stuff that I tend to play. And I've got a trombone player coming up next. And in 1958, the Frank Rosolino Quintet recorded an album for Mode Records, which they called Let's Make It. And Frank Rosolino is on trombone, Harold Land is on tenor sax, Victor Feldman is on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy on drums. And I'm going to play for you their recording that they made in 1958 of a tune written by the trombone player Frank Rosolino. And that song is called Sneaky Yozo. Sneaky Yozo. Here they are anyway. The Frank Rosolino Quintet, 1958, with Sneaky Yozo.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a nice bit of what I call mid-turn swing bebop, a recording made in 1958 by the Frank Russellino Quintet. They did it for Mode Records. The album's called Let's Make It. And the tune that you've just heard was written by Frank Russellino, the trombonist, called Sneaky Ozo. And Frank Russellino came to a rather a strange ending. He thought that his wife was having an affair. And anyway, during an argument, he drew his pistol and he shot her dead. He then shot one of his sons dead. He shot another son. It didn't kill him, but he blinded him. And then the last thing that Frank did was he shot himself. What a way to go. Terrible. But anyway, such is the life of musicians. Okay, I better tell you what the time is. It is now 10:41 on this Friday, the 30th of May, 2025. The last Friday of May. Dun, 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 dun. Next week, of course. I'll be bringing you a show in June. How strange. Anyway, time for local musicians. I've got a very short track for you from an album called Jasmine. And the album features a lady, one of the great local singers, a lady called Annie Thorpe. And she's backed by one of the great local jazz guitarists, bass players, sound recordists, Bob Jackson. Have a listen to this short track from this album called Jasmine, where they perform for us a song written by three different people, or three people got together. It's Ali Willis, Dave Lasley, and Jay Bekenstein. The song that Annie and Bob are going to bring us is called The Shaker Song. It isn't very long, but it's great. Listen to this great music, great voice, great guitar.
Grabs his shirt and hits the door. What she needs from him he ignores. It's a bore, it's a bore, it's so boring, it's a bore. Blast the radio. The heads just come and go. Block out what he knows that he has blown. That he has blown. The night hangs its head as the fool crawls into bed. Still his hungry heart begs. All the words that you said, that you said, that you said. Then he grabs his Chevrolet and one more attempt to get away. Thoughts of all the crimes of passion lay in his way. He can't shake the blues, but you know he still can get confused. It seems like such a waste, 'cause he can't shake her, shake her. He can't shake his tail. But you know his moves, they're getting stale. He's on the make, but oh, his heart can't fake. He can't shake her, shake her. He can't shake her, shake her. Shake her, shake her. He can't shake her, shake her. Shake her, shake her. Shake her, shake her.
That was only 1:46 long. But it shows just how great a singer. And I've got to say this, Annie Thorpe was a local Hawke's Bay singer. And she has such a beautiful voice. She doesn't sing anymore. She hasn't sung for quite a long time now. But I've sat in and sung duets with Annie. I've sat and listened to Annie with Bob Jackson on guitar, Kevin Watson on guitar, various other musicians. And that lady, I mean, you know, she could have been an international jazz singer. She could have been. Anyway, enough of that. The song was called The Shaker Song. Annie Thorpes was on the vocal. Bob Jackson did the guitar work. Now I'm going to bring you a live recording made in 1994 at the North Sea Jazz Festival. It features the vibraphone player Lionel Hampton and his band, which for that particular gig were called the Golden Men of Jazz. And the tune you're going to hear was written by Lionel Hampton, and he called it simply Mr. J. Well, that was really nice swing, wasn't it? That's the kind of swing that I do really love. 1994, live recording made at the North Sea Jazz Festival with the Vibes player Lionel Hampton and his Golden Men of Jazz. And the tune they played was written by Hamps, and it was called Mr. J. And a very appreciative audience there, too. And so nice solo there by Lionel Hampton, too, on the Vibes. Stars Fell on Alabama. Written in 1934 by Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish. And I have got it for you as an instrumental. As recorded for Landmark Records in 1990 by Vincent Herring on alto sax, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ira Coben on bass, and Carl Allen on the drums. So, see what you think of this one. It's a beautiful tune, and I'm sure you're going to agree that it's a beautiful representation and arrangement of the tune made by the alto sax player Vincent Herring. So here, Vincent Herring, Mulgrew Miller, Ira Coleman, Carl Allen with Stars Fell on Alabama. A 1990 recording made for Landmark Records by Vincent Herring on alto sax, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ira Coleman on bass, and Carl Allen on the drums. And the tune, of course, is a beautiful jazz standard written in 1934 by Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish, called Stars Fell on Alabama. Okay, the time is now 11 a.m. on this Friday, the 30th of May, 2025. And I just want to say thank you, wherever you may be in this big, wide world of ours, for tuning in to this live program called Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. We're actually in Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand, in the North Island of New Zealand. And today, the whole crew is on duty. Kelly, Ken, Natalie, and Richmond are all outside there in the office making sure everything is running smoothly. So, what about Radio Hawke's Bay? Well, we first went on air in 1995, but back then we were known as Radio Kidnappers. But some years ago we decided to rebadge, if you like, and we became Radio Hawke's Bay. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We never close. We have two frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But, of course, through the link that you find by going to your search engine and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz will lead you to our website, our homepage. And it is on that homepage where you can see a little disc, which you click on it, you can listen live and listen to anything, whatever is being played by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you click. And that particular page is full of information. It gives you the schedule of what programs by whom are on what particular day and what particular time. Everything is there for you. I keep saying we're no heck radio station. We're a community access media station, and we're here for you, wherever you may be. And we can put you on air because we're always in the need for new broadcasters. Now, Radio Hawke's Bay is not a total music station. Yes, we have music. We have various genres of music. We have, of course, jazz. We have classical. We have pop. We have rock. We have bluegrass. We have country and western. We have traditional. We had all genres of music. But we also have many, many, many programs that are not programs of music. They are interest programs. And by going to that website of ours through www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, you can actually look at the schedule and you can actually find what different programs we do have. You can find information about the broadcasters. You can even, if you've got a particular program and for some reason or other, you couldn't listen to the episode, if you like, this week, you can go to that website, look on the podcast, and by simply starting to type in the name of the program, you'll be able to follow that link through, see the date you missed, click on it, and listen to that program that you missed. It's so easy. But we're a great little radio station. My friend Ian Hunt has his jazz program, Two for Jazz. And he has repeated on, he goes out on a Tuesday and repeats on a Wednesday. My repeat, I'm live, obviously. I keep saying I'm live. Well, I hope I'm live. I hope I'm alive. Is repeated in the early hours of Sunday morning. And that's to get the night workers. And before we had a live stream, it was to get the people listening in the Northern Hemisphere. So that's all about us. And I think it's time we returned to the music, don't you? Good. How High the Moon, jazz standard written by Morgan Lewis and Nancy Hamilton. And it was first featured in a Broadway play, a musical play called Two for the Show. Many people have made this a brilliant hit record, but why don't you listen to Ella Fitzgerald with her singing How High the Moon, as she did on a recording in September 1947, and she is backed on that recording by the trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra. So why don't you sit back, listen to the great lady of song and scat, Ella Fitzgerald, as she sings for us How High the Moon.
Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll still my heart. How high the moon. High the moon is the name of the song. How high the moon, though the words may be wrong. We're singing it because you asked. The stars, how high the moon, does it reach up to Mars? Though the words may be wrong to this song, we're asking how high, 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 high is the moon. Boo, 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 dee, dee, doo, double boo, boo, doo, 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 boo, doo, dum, 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 dee, boo, 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 doo, 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 boo, boo, bee, ba, ba, boo, oh, bee, da, ba. Though the words may be wrong to this song, we hope to like high, 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 high in the moon.
Yeah, as I said, is the lady of song and scat, Ella Fitzgerald, and that was a recording she made in 1947, backed by the Dizzy Gillespie Orchestra, and she sang with great gusto and great scatting skill the jazz standard High High the Moon. Oh, I know what I was going to do. I mentioned before I played that particular record that broadcasters were always in need of broadcasters because, of course, it's natural that broadcasters will get to the end of what they want to do. And there we need to fill the gap. Some of us have been around. I first started this program in 2006. but I'm still around. Although I've just had a month off because I was crook, but I'm all right now. So how do you let us know? Well, go and get a pen, pencil, or write on anything you like, as long as you've got something that you can write with, and I'll give you a phone number. And you can ring that number and say, hoi, I understand you're looking for broadcasters. I've got a great idea because I do this particular thing, my club, my organization, do this brilliant thing. And I think it would be interesting for the public to listen to. And then you can come in and you can sell it to the team, the dream team. And who knows, you might be the next person here in Studio One. You don't have to do it live. I do live because I prefer it, but you can record your program. Right. By now, you've got something to write with. And even if you have to write on the back of your hand, here's the phone number. I'll say it slowly. Radio Hawke's Bay phone number. 06-878-8710. Say it again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number, talk to one of the Dream Team and say, hey, I've got a great idea for a radio show. And who knows? You could be added to the list. Okay, back to music. Time After Time, written as a romantic jazz standard by Sammy Cahn and Jules Stein, way back in 1946. But in 2012, the opera singer Placido Domingo recorded on an album for Sony Records, and the album is called Songs. Now, not only did Placido Domingo appear on this album singing Time After Time, he also did it as a duo or a duet with Harry Connick Jr., the American singer, pianist, composer, actor, and everything else that he does. I brought it in a little bit from out of left field for you. So why don't you have a listen to an opera singer and a jazz singer and pianist sing for us this recording made in 2012 called Time After Time. Placido Domingo and Harry Connick Jr., who's also the pianist.
Hey, Placido.
Hey, Harry.
What do you think of that girl over there?
She's beautiful. Let's sing for her.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
So lucky to be the one you run to see every evening when the day.
I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new.
Time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
You think she likes us?
I hope so. Listen, the piano player is playing beautiful.
They always like the piano player.
Thank you.
passing years may show you kept my love so young, so new.
Likes you better.
Well, that was different, wasn't it? As I say, I brought that in a bit from left field, and it was recorded in 2012 for Sony Records on an album called Songs. And the singers were Placido Domingo, the tenor, opera singer, and, of course, Harry Connick Jr., who he does everything. Harry does everything. He played the piano on that, and he sang. Well, you know, he's an actor. You remember the movie, I'll Have What She's Having? Yeah, you know what I mean. And, of course, the tune was a great tune by Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein called Time After Time. Very enjoyable, I thought. See, I work hard trying to put stuff together for you. Doing a weekly show, I have to be careful that I don't play stuff that I've played recently. And so it does take a great deal of thought and concentration. Sometimes I might play the same song, say, twice in a month, but with different people. One is an instrumental, one is a vocal. Anyway, talking about vocals, Michael Bublé is the third studio album by that Canadian singer, Michael Bublé. It was released on two record labels, Reprise and 143 Records. The album was actually released in February 2003 and was Michael Bublé's major label debut. Now, from it, I would ask you to enjoy Bublé as he sings a song from the film Swing Time that was first performed by who? Fred Astaire, of course. And it was composed by Jerome Kern with lyrics written by Dorothy Fields. It won an Academy Award for the Best Original Song in 1936. So, the song that Michael Bublé is going to sing for us, first performed by Fred Astaire, of course, is called The Way You Look Tonight.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way. With your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. Word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
I sang along with that one in the studio. That was Michael Bublé singing for us the Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields 1936 song called The Way You Look Tonight. And he released that in 2003 on his debut album. It was his debut label album. Called Michael Bublé, and it was released by two different record labels, 143 Records and Reprise Records, and it was released to massive, massive, massive praise. Great song, The Way You Look Tonight. 11:23 now, just in case you're wondering what time it is. Back to an instrumental now. I'll Remember April is a jazz standard written in 1941 by Gene DePaul. Also involved Patricia Johnson and Don Ray. I have it on a selection. It comes from a selection of album tracks recorded in 1953 and 1954 by the American trumpeter Miles Davis. So, with Miles on this one I'm going to play, we've got Dave Schildkraut on alto sax, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. This one was actually recorded by Miles Davis and the group in 1954. It's a real toe-tapper too. So have a listen to Miles Davis Group from 1954, bringing us this great jazz standard called I'll Remember April. Well, your feet were bound to be tapping to that one. Feet tapping, head nodding, finger snapping. I remember April, and that recording was made in 1954 with Miles Davis on trumpet, Dave Schildkraut on alto sax, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums, a real toe tapper, and great solos by each and every one of the musicians. Very nice. To give you the time again, 11:33 a.m. on Friday, the 30th of May, in the year 2025. Now, have you ever heard of a lady called Dinah Shore, S-H-O-R-E? She was born in 1916. She died in 1994. She was an American singer, actress, TV personality, and a chart-topping female vocalist in the 1940s. She really was known for her big band singing. Then she went on to have a great success in television. Funnily enough, when she first started her career, she had auditions with Benny Goodman, Jimmy Dorsey, and Tommy Dorsey, and they all failed her. They all said, "Nah, nah, you're not good enough." Now, if you want to hear how Dinosaur sounded in 1947, have a listen as she sings a song called Yesterdays. Now, Yesterdays was written in 1933 by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach. And the orchestra backing Diana Shore on this record I'm going to play is the Otto Harbach Orchestra. So, Diana Shore from 1947 with the Otto Harbach Orchestra singing this. Well, I don't know how to describe it. You listen to it. You listen to it. It's called Yesterdays.
Yesterdays, yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequesterdays, golden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love. Youth was mine, truth was mine, joyous, free, and flaming life forsooth.
Yeah, that was Diana Shore and a recording she made in 1947 singing a song written by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach called Yesterdays. And the word I was looking for when I said to you, have a listen, what do you think about it? It's a song about nostalgia, isn't it, really? If you listen to the lyrics, a nostalgic song. I have sung that song many years ago, a couple of times. But anyway, I think she did a great job of it, Dinah Shore. I have no idea why the Dorsey Brothers and Benny Goodman turned her down, but she did make a huge success of her life anyway. Lady Be Good. What can I say about Lady Be Good? First presented on Broadway in 1924 in a Broadway show with the same name, written by George and Ira Gershwin. And I have an instrumental recording of Lady Be Good made for Decca Records in 1936 by the Count Basie Orchestra. And they recorded this in Chicago, Illinois. Count Basie Orchestra, Chicago, Illinois, 1936. Oh, Lady Be Good. About that, eh? That ran away nicely, didn't it, eh? That was a 1936 recording made for Decca Records by the Count Basie Orchestra in Chicago. And the name of the tune, of course, was Lady Be Good, written by George and Ira Gershwin. 1924 they wrote that. Oh, sweet and lovely, Lady Be Good. Yeah, brilliant. Right, there used to be an American jazz accordionist called Art Van Damme, who lived to well into his 90s, actual fact. And he was a fairly prolific recorder, and not just in America, but he also did a lot of recording in Europe. And he recorded an album in 1977 in Germany. And the album was entitled Invitation. Now, I've got a track from that German album where Art Van Damme is on the accordion, and he's backed by four German musicians who are not named, but the vocal group is a group called Singers Unlimited. Got that? Good. So, have a listen to this 1977 recording made in Hamburg in Germany, and it features the American jazz accordionist Art Van Damme, four German musicians unknown, a group called Singers Unlimited, and please enjoy as they all together bring us this song written by Michel Colombier and Paul Williams, which is called We Could Be Flying. I'm sure you'll enjoy this one.
There's a feel that comes in the spring, a touch of hope, a new beginning. Time's racing by, I know, but as it crossed my mind, I thought we all would end up winning. Love is rising with the summer sun. Caught in the silence of hello, rolling the words across the sky. There's a feel that comes in the spring, when all the world's alive and shining.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was different too, wasn't it? Hey, that was recorded in Germany in Hamburg in 1977, and it featured the late American jazz accordionist called Art Van Dam. Unknown German musicians, but a group, a vocal group called Singers Unlimited, and put that pack together, and they did a brilliant job of that tune called We Could Be Flying. I thought that anyway. Did you? Good. Glad you did. Well, we haven't got long left now. 10 minutes before I have to pack up and leave until next week. So, a day in the life is a CTI Records album made by the late American jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery, and it was released in 1967. It reached number one on the Billboard Jazz Album chart, number two on the Rhythm and Blues chart. Have a listen to this and just think this. Wes is on guitar, he's got an orchestral backing, and he's playing a very loose arrangement of the Beatles tune, A Day in the Life of a Fool. However, on the album, it just says A Day in the Life. So, if you're a Beatles fan and also a jazz guitar fan, have a listen to this. This 1967 recording, Wes Montgomery Orchestra playing this loose arrangement of a Beatles tune, A Day in the Life. Thank you. bet you that Wes Montgomery recorded that for the money. 1967, Wes Montgomery on jazz guitar with an orchestral backing, playing a loose arrangement of A Day in the Life. Bit out of left field, that one, but I bet he did. I don't want to go into the details because I haven't got the time left. We've only got 3 minutes left. So I've actually got to go out playing music, so I'm going to actually start.
There I go,
one.
There I go, there I go.
While I'm talking. Okay, this is the end of Easy Jazz with John Ripman live program for this week. God willing, I'll be back next week with another program, although I've just heard that there's a serious accident on Highway 5 between Napier and Taupo. There was one yesterday as well, and I'm supposed to be driving up there on Saturday. So, anyway, thanks for listening to this program of Easy Jazz with John Redman. I enjoy putting it together for you. I love doing this show. I want you all to take care, look after yourselves, be safe out there. Remember to love the ones that love you, because they'll love you back so much. A little bit of a tune called Moody's Mood for Love with Eddie Jefferson singing it. Be the first one next week. God bless. Look after each other. See you next week. Bye for now. John out.
I'm really feeling in the mood for love. And tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go a-talking out of my head again. Oh, baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud up above us. Go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together can endure a hurricane.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.